Gorgeous Food and Drink on Radio Gorgeous. So today, Fran Ward, who's local, because we're based in sort of Ravenscourt Park area, West London, she has come round of her new book, The Little Book of Chocolat, and she's written it. It's a collaboration with Joanne Harris, the famous author who wrote the book Chocolat, which was turned into a very famous film with Juliette Binoche. And Fran is an amazing chef in her own right. She has worked as a hauler on a prawn ship. She's ran her own cookery school. Then she moved to food styling and food writing. She also wrote the Ginger Pig Farmhouse Cookbook. She's also written Food for Friends, Eat, Drink and Live, and 30 Minutes Italian. Welcome again back to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, Josephine. Thanks very much for inviting me.
So tell me, why did you and Joanne collaborate to make this book?
Well, we'd already done the French Market and the French Kitchen about 10 years ago. And then Marianne Velmans at Transworld, our editor, came up with this idea. And she just thought this mystery in chocolate and chocolat and the film had not gone away. And it is actually the 10th anniversary of the film. So she thought, let's do something to do with this. And she got in touch with us both and said, would you like to do another book, but just solely on chocolate?
Solely on chocolate. Now, can we just go through it? What sort of recipes? I mean, you think of a bar of chocolate, but there are obviously lots of recipes of chocolate. What sort of thing is there?
Well, when you have to think about it, the book Chocolat is based on the character Vianne. And she had this chocolate shop. And so we have made recipes that do give nods to the film and to characters throughout it. Because it just has such a big following. So like we've got Roux ginger crumble, and Roux was one of the characters in Chocolat, and Joanne said that's what he would eat if he was alive. It sort of came about like that.
So it's a sort of fantasy fiction chocolate sort of, but you can actually make the recipes yourself. So you're sort of living the dream, aren't you?
RadioGorgeous.com.
You are living the dream, and there's an awful lot of people who live that dream and want to get inside Joanne Harris's head. They are fascinated by her and her characters. And so now you can just sort of indulge in every chocolate. The recipes are totally doable.
Yeah.
It was my word that we're not trying to recreate a little chocolatier in Paris.
It's because I'd be terrified if someone said, oh, you've got to start boiling the sugar at the right temperature and things
like
that.
No. All my cookery is about, it has to be achievable because we lead busy lives. We like nice food. But busy mums with lots of children have to get on and make real food.
So you two got together and then you said, well, I'll go and make these recipes at home. Is that what you
did? Well, actually, Joanne is really, really easy to work with. Mm-hmm. She says, whatever Fran says is fine. So I just came up with a list and then we sort of tweak them a bit. Or she says, oh, I love that. Like, we had to have the hot chocolate. Yes. Because that is in the book. And
why is this different than other hot chocolate?
Well, we do a hot chocolate with cinnamon in it, and we do another one with chili in it. And there's another one with some cardamom in it. You see, you can add all these flavours. Okay, they add them in the coffee shops, but they add them in syrups, liquids.
Yes, which aren't as nice. They're not packaged, aren't they?
Yes. So it's really nice to have these thick, gloopy chocolates. Just yesterday in a talk that we were giving, we were talking about the original hot chocolate. And the original hot chocolate from South America is a bit like a little espresso. It's not this creamy, indulgent, thigh-fattening hot chocolate. It's hot water, very, very high cocoa content chocolate that you then grate over this hot water. And it's only a thimbleful. And the chocolate content is so high that it actually gives you a rush like a hot chocolate, like a espresso.
Coffee, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, your endorphins go and everything in it, you're awake. And
sounds
that's how the South Americans start their day.
God, I really want to try that.
Yes, a kick.
Because I'm not, I suppose, has it got as much caffeine in it then, being that raw, as a coffee? I mean,
That's a technical question.
It's not your thing.
No, I can't answer that one.
No.
But the truffles we had to do because they were one of Vianne's things. And yesterday, again, in this talk, we were talking about is chocolate a food or is it a drink? Because in the 16th, 17th century, when the Catholic Church was very involved, they decided to say no chocolate on Sundays and feast days and fasting days, because they declared it a food, because people were getting too much pleasure out of it. So that's where all this mystery comes around chocolate. And then there was a pope who came in a few decades later, and he loved chocolate. So he declared it's a drink again, because he wanted to be able to have it on feasting and fasting days and holy days. So there is this sort of thing. And then it's funny that chocolate is associated again with Easter. And this again is another religion that comes into it. And
do you know the links with Easter then?
Well, it's supposedly when all the bells were turned upside down and the chocolates fell out of them. More than the religious factor, but that's what we were chatting about yesterday, and that's why children put out their nests to collect these chocolates.
Oh, it's a wonderful image. I love
which
that.
Which is sweet, yeah, yes. Yeah.
It's fascinating. So chocolate is, it's like it grows on trees and you can kind of harvest it, and then...
It's extraordinary. It grows on trees in these huge, long, banana-like pods, but 12 inches long and much plumper around the middle. And then I just find it fascinating how they harvest it, because they cut those open, they take out all the seeds, and they just lay those out in the sunshine to fester, basically, and it becomes a moulding mess with this bloom on it. And then from that they dry, and then they go through the sort of drying like a coffee bean, and then they grind them and they extract the oil and the chocolate out of it. But whoever invented that, it's extraordinary that they made it. It's almost like sort of rotting down seeds of a melon and then extracting something from melon seeds that becomes a worldwide commodity, because that's what chocolate is.
Wow, fascinating. So tell me some more recipes in there. Tell me the one that's your personal favourite.
My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, well, the one that's gone down a hit is, well, they're all really nice, I have to say. And so it depends on your mood. But the one that someone asked me yesterday, what's the one that I can make that will impress everyone?
Yes. Yeah, come on.
With my,
bring it on. Yeah.
Okay, it's the Sacher Torte. It is so, so easy. It is so delicious. And it's possible to get the icing on top, getting
shiny,
that silky smoothness. And it's made of almonds. It's flour free. It's really, really rich. And you just have to whisk up the whites, whisk up the egg yolks, and then combine the almonds together. And it just bakes in the oven, and then make the topping, and you just pour it over with the back of a spoon. You sort of go round in circles, as if you're gently plastering the top of your cake, and you get this unctuous topping, and then leave it to set for about 3 hours. But another one I'm really proud of is the salted chocolate popcorn. Because I was sitting at my desk and I was thinking, what's in, and everyone's doing popcorn in every form, but no one's done chocolate popcorn. So I decided, and salt and chocolate is delicious together.
Well, you said that, because we're just going to try a little bit in a minute.
Oh, are we going to munch some?
We are.
Well,
we are.
Salt and chilli and chocolate has become very popular, and salted caramel, and so it goes on. But the popcorn's just really nice, bound together.
Yeah, tell me how you do it.
Well, you pop the popcorn, which is really easy to
do.
You know, microwave or saucepan, don't go and buy it. Do it yourself. It's far easier and far cheaper. And then it's a mixture of two sorts of chocolate, a little bit of cream, and then you bind the whole thing together, and then put in sea salt's best, because if you put in ordinary salt it dissolves, whereas if the bigger the chunks you can get, because then when you crunch the popcorn you get a bite of chocolate and you get a splintering of salt at the same time.
Now, it sounds to me like you put it all together and it'd be a soggy mess. Why wouldn't it be?
It doesn't become soggy because you set it in the fridge, and for some reason the popcorn doesn't. Because, well, if you think about all the other things they put on popcorn, you know, toffee. Yeah. The other day I was at the cinema, they've got lemon and lime flavoured popcorn. They've got blackberry popcorn, strawberries and cream popcorn. There were all these buckets of giddy colours. It looked like a paint factory.
But so you've got children, are they fond of the popcorn then? Has that gone down well with them?
Oh, the children loved testing all the recipes.
Yeah.
They liked the popcorn, they liked the brownies. What child doesn't like brownies?
Yeah, yeah.
Except for we put blackberries in our brownies, which are just quite nice, because then you get an inky mess on top, which is really nice. They like these pistachio and chocolate cookies. Just endless. Actually, a friend's daughter came and helped me in the studio when we did all the photography. And she just said, I've never thought of chocolate in this way before after cooking all these 50 recipes. The chocolate fridge cake is really nice. That's a bit of an old classic.
Yeah.
But you then cut them out in little love hearts, and it's really
nice. So you
really
did all
nice.
The, you organised, did you do the photography? Or you have
No. We have a photographer. Gosh, heavens, I couldn't do that. That is a real skill.
But you do all the food styling?
I do all the food styling for it. I love doing my own food styling for my own books, because then I know that the photography is true and it's not been mimicked or anything. It's honest, and it's how everyone at home can make it look.
So you're not kind of painting the turkey brown. You literally are getting the food and photographing it.
We're literally making the recipe step by step, as it says, and then presenting it. Okay, we play around with the presentation, but the food is honestly as a good cook has the chance of making it.
Now I'm looking at the photos in a different way now that I know that you styled them. So there's beautiful plates, lovely tablecloths. That must be fun. Going, you're always on the search for sort of exciting background.
Yes, we are always on the search. And actually, I went home and having a Catholic mother robbed. Sadly,
robbed.
She's no longer here, but I robbed a cupboard of the rosaries and the Palm Sunday palms, because I just thought, I can see those on the dresser at home. Yep. I need them. And I sort of said to Dad, can I have these? He said, yeah. I said, I'll bring them back. He said, no, you can do what you like with them. Those days have gone now. But it was good to have all those authentic props.
Exactly, for a Catholic French. Exactly. Now, why do you think this association with women and chocolate?
Oh, because it's just so delicious. And maybe because of our monthly cycle, it's sort of meant to give you a boost, isn't it, when you're feeling a little bit, oh, I need some help.
I do think women yearn for kind of sweet things more than men. I just think it is true.
Yeah, you know? They do. They have a sweet tooth, although my sweet tooth is not immense. But the thing is with me with chocolate, once I start, I can't stop.
Oh, dear.
And then I don't touch it again for a month. And okay. Then I overindulge. I'm not one of these people who has to have chocolate every day. Which there are some
people. Yes, I know. Well, I get in that habit. I have like 2 or 3 little cubes of dark a day. And then I'm like you. Then I think, no, I'm going to stop. Not going to have it in the house for a while. You know.
Yeah.
Then I start rustling through drawers.
Looking, searching. But it's interesting that you say you have dark, because we are only just catching on in this country to good chocolate.
Yes. Because, well, talking about chocolate, I mean, I actually had to run to the co-op, so it might not be the best.
The local favourite.
It is.
Yeah, it works.
They've got
better. They've got better, definitely.
Okay, so, well, first of all, we'll have it's the cooperative Garnier. So
out in
chocolate and Garnier.
Yeah.
Toffee and sea salt.
Well, that would be delicious.
So
and I bet they sell a lot. You know what? Out in France, we go there a lot. And the Casino, which is a supermarket out there.
Okay.
It's proved to be our favourite chocolate. Their own brand of their top quality chocolate is the Casino that we all put in our rucksacks when we go skiing.
So it's like us putting in sort of...
Co-op.
Yeah.
It is just like
they
that.
They just make it really well.
Yeah, if they do it well.
Right, we've got
it's a
each.
Light chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not the dark chocolate, but you can see they've played a game on the top of it. One's half shiny and one half's mottled.
Yes.
And you can see little bits in it. So I guess those are the bits of caramel, because I've never seen black salt.
No.
But let's try.
Mm. Radio Gorgeous, created by women for women. RadioGorgeous.com.
The salt's not coming through yet. It's sweet.
Very
it's a sweet,
sweet
chocolate.
Very sweet, yeah.
Mm. Oh, I've got the crunch of the caramel.
Mm.
I'd actually say they should have made this with a dark chocolate.
Yeah.
But they're most probably hitting the safer market rather than the knowledgeable palate.
But what was very interesting was that all their dark chocolate ranges sold out. The co-op's
was
the only one that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I'd
then that's understandable.
Good, but I'd say a bit too sweet, wouldn't you?
It's a bit sweet and a bit oily.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read the ingredients.
Okay.
Because that's what you always should do with your chocolate. Because it should start...
Yeah, tell us what it should start with.
Well, it should start with chocolate. And the more you look, you'll find that it actually starts with something else. And in this case, I'm just having to look. Okay, it's made using, now this is the telling thing. Nice. It starts with sugar, glucose syrup, butter, salt, and then funnily enough, cocoa. So, you know, a good, oh no, that's the toffee. What am I looking at? Wait a minute.
Ingredients.
It's ingredients. No, it's still sugar, then cocoa butter, skimmed milk. Whereas a good chocolate will always start with chocolate, cocoa, any of those ingredients, and not with sugar or oil, as some do.
Oil?
Well, it makes, chocolate's a very expensive commodity.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make it go a long way.
Okay.
And padding it out.
Okay, so let's have a look at this. This is the green and blacks dark chocolate. Well, let's taste it first and then we'll look at the ingredients. This is the famous green and blacks, which was started by a woman, but now, unfortunately, has been bought out by Cadbury's.
Which is owned by Nestle,
which
is horrific.
Yeah.
And it's rather funny that we were just talking about it yesterday, that Green and Blacks, who are this very sound set-up business that wanted to bring quality, have actually sold one of the huge commodities.
Yeah.
But anyhow, they did wake up everyone's eyes about chocolate in this country.
And taste buds.
That is much better. It's much drier. It's much chalkier on your palate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting my salty flavours and my chocolatey flavours on my tongue are being tickled rather than just being coated.
No, it's definitely doing more for me. Definitely. There's a bitterness, isn't there?
It's richer. It's longer lasting on your palate
instead
of just being a passing quickness.
Well, I do find that I eat dark chocolate differently than I do, you know, dark. I kind of leave in my mouth and it to melt, you know, whereas milk, you kind of... Now, let's have a look at the ingredients here.
Okay, the first ingredient is, I'm just looking again, organic cocoa mass.
Wow.
There you are, and organic raw cane sugar. And it's all organic, but it's the cocoa mass that's first of all. So it's really worth, when you pick up your bar of chocolate, if you're looking for something good, just read the ingredients. If it starts with sugar or oil, put it down and move to another one, unless that's your favourite.
So Joanne created Chocolat, and so she's still inspired by chocolate. Is she a chocolate lover?
She gets copious amounts of chocolate sent to her. Everyone gives her chocolate because they want to be caught with Joanne Harris with their bar of chocolate. But like myself, she's not a great chocolate lover.
Oh.
She's really not. She created the book Chocolat more because of all the mystique that went with it. And, you know, she'd been in France over Easter and they go absolutely mad at Easter with all their cellophane Easter eggs. There's no cardboard boxed Easter eggs. They're all handmade in the little charcuteries. And so she just came back and this sort of character grew out of it. It's not as if she went, I love chocolate, I'm going to write about it and I'm going to send my book around this. No, it's more about the people.
Over 2,000 followers can't be wrong. Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Thanks, darlings. Mwah. And that's really what people are interested in. And if you read this book, her personality, your personality will shine through and you'll enjoy chocolate and you'll feel reflections of the book while you eat it, won't you?
One thing I'm just going to tell you is this. I really love it. In French, the meringues translate into petit ange, which is angel farts, which I think is just brilliant. And I'd never come across that. And now with the size that meringues are growing that you see in windows, and you just will laugh every time you see this pile of angel farts floating by.
Such a fantastic image. And thank you so much for gracing Radio Gorgeous's studio and eating some chocolate with us.
Thank you very much. You're most welcome.
The Little Book of Chocolat by Joanne Harris and Fran Ward is published by Transworld Books and is $12.99 from all good bookshops.
Radio Gorgeous. The podcast was produced and presented by Josephine Pembroke and edited by Anna Palinkas. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2014.